Well, I'd appreciate your prayers. Good night. I'd like to consider the idea of wisdom tonight. I think it's important. I wish I was wiser than I am.
Yes, indeed.
And I want to kind of simplify the term tonight. Just give a working definition here. Let's just consider very simply how to do something and the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Because that really, when it gets down to what we really need, is something that's workable in our lives. Mm-hmm. And wisdom, just to lay a foundation for wisdom, I really appreciate in my life the things that people know that help me out.
Yes.
I'm glad that I don't have to work everything out myself. There is a whole lot of wisdom out there that I don't have that someone else has.
Yeah, yes.
And if they allow me to tap into that, it can be a great blessing to me.
Yes.
I'm a mediocre mechanic. But what I have learned, I've learned it because I applied myself to know it. And found out that there's a way of learning. But sometimes it takes a lot of effort and time for me to get in there and find out how things works and try to fix it when somebody close by me already knows.
Yes.
And what a blessing it is.
Yes, that's true.
For me to be able to ask them about it and them tell me, this is the way you do it. I'm thinking in my mind years ago, I had a Grand Prix, I think it was, and a brother John Clement was a mechanic at the time, and I had a problem going on with it. And I said to Brother John, I said, my car's doing this, and what kind of car you got? And I told him, and he said, yeah, that's real common with those. Here's what you do. And he told me what to do. I'm skeptical a lot of times about what somebody says to do that's that precise. But he told me exactly what to do. I done it and fixed it within minutes. That would have took me, I don't know how long it would have took me to figure out all that was doing. But because he had seen the problem over and over and over again, he had a knowledge of that, an understanding, a wisdom of the situation. Not only did he tell me what to do, but he gave me the easiest way to do it.
Yes.
The best way to do it. Well, that's a part of what wisdom is. You know, life's complicated sometimes.
Yes, it is.
There's sometimes I don't know what to do.
Yes, me too.
I just don't know what to do. My best efforts, my best heart, I even have a passion for it and do it, and I just don't know what to do. Kind of had a problem with a man a few years ago. And I desperately wanted it to be better. Wouldn't you?
Yes.
I don't like things like that. And I wanted it to be better. And I tried to make it better. And every time I tried to make it better, it seemed to make it worse. I'd see the guy, and if I spoke to him, he wouldn't speak back, but he'd make gestures back. He was mad, and he wasn't gonna have a friendship. But the only thing I knew to do with it, be honest with you, was to keep trying. But it seemed like I made it worse. So I went to Brother Jim White, was alive at the time, and had lived years for the Lord, seen a lot of things that I had never seen. And I went to him and I said, Brother Jim, I'm in a place here. I want to make something better, and I can't do it. And every time I do it, I try to do it, I make it worse. I've never been in a place like that before. Do you know he had? He said, well, let me tell you a story. And he told me a situation that he had one time with a person. And he said, come down to the end of it. He said, the only thing I ever done trying to make it better was to stir up that old spirit. And he said, the Lord finally come and told me, leave it alone. Just leave it alone. Let me have it. Not work with it. And he told me that, and I said, well, Brother Jim, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the advice. So I took the advice and been some time that and giving it up was hard. I wanted it to be made better. I'd have done anything to make it better. But it's only making it worse. Didn't know how to do it. Maybe you'll run into places in your life sometimes you don't know what to do with things either. I run into complicated problems all the time. I don't know how to fix them. I don't know what to do. Whether it's naturally or spiritually or whatever it is, I don't know much about things. Well, not too awful long ago, an acquaintance of mine, a man I knew that also knew this man, I met him later after all this happened, this man. And all that I could do, this man ended up into a situation that he spoke up for me in such a strong way to him. And to believe it made a difference and I didn't have to touch a thing, didn't have to do a thing. But I got some understanding there of something that I never went by something someone else did. And I think wisdom is really important to us to know how to do something, but the best way to do it is another important problem or part of it. I want to look at a scripture in Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 9 and 13. All this book is assumed to be Solomon, and I have no reason to doubt it. This wisdom have I seen under the sun, and it seemed great to me. Now, that phrase from the wise man was enough to catch my attention.
Yes.
I saw something under the sun, and it seemed great to me. He didn't say that about everything that he observed and seen. I mean, there was a lot of things that he's seen. And if you remember Solomon, how he got to be a wise man? Do you remember how he got to be a wise man?
Yes, sir.
The Lord come to him in a dream. Remember? And he asked him, what would I grant to you? And Solomon says, I mean, there was a lot of things you could ask for. If you was given the chance to ask for, what's your desire? What do you want? Well, Solomon said, I need understanding. I need wisdom. I'm about to take over your people here and a great nation and all these people and they don't know how to do it.
Yes.
Give me an understanding heart. Give me wisdom that I might be able to lead such a great people. Well, the Lord answered him and said, I'll answer your request and I'll give it to you. But I'll also give you the things that you didn't ask for, long life, your enemies, your gold, silver. I'll give you those things too, but because it pleased the Lord that he wanted an understanding that he might be able to do, know what to do.
Yes.
And the best way to do it. Do you remember that there was a couple women came to Solomon one time?
Yes.
And a woman said to Solomon, said, we both had babies. And the one says that this is my baby, this is my son, and the other says this is my son, and the one woman supposedly rolled over on her baby and laid on it and it died, and now and she swapped the babies, and now she's got the live baby and the dead baby. And Solomon in his understanding of humanity, not such a great thing. He didn't say in that this was a great thing, but he said here's a thing there. So he said to this, well, that's just what's fair. Bring me the baby. Give me a sword. Give me a baby. I'll split it in half and you can have half and you can have half. How's that? But instantly the mother of the baby said, no, give her the baby. And Solomon then judged. There's the heart of the mother. Right? That's an understanding and a wisdom that comes into that. I remember one time my my dear old grandmother's had some children come into her yard and she, they was playing, she went out there and some, one of them tore up a plant or something that she had there, and she asked who done it and they wouldn't say it. And she told them, said, put your hand up on the rail. And they all put their hand up on the rail, and grandma said, all right, the one that tore that up is going to get it. And she raised her hand back and one little, put her hand by everybody. All the other ones just sat there with their hand on the rail looking. One of them jerked their hand back real quick, put it behind their back. Well, I think that pretty well told the human nature of it. And that was a little, I'm saying it's knowing how to do something and the best way to do it. And it didn't take some big lawyer or court or interrogation to understand that the one that done it wasn't going to get smacked on the head. And so she understood that. And Lord help us. There's an understanding out there. But Solomon says, now here in this situation, it seemed great to me. It seemed great to me. It says, there was a little city and a few men within it. And there came a great king against it and besieged it and built great bulwarks against it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city. Yet no man remembered the same poor man. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised and his words are not heard. Now, I don't want to deal so much with the idea of what Solomon was getting at there with it being lost to memory and him not paying attention to such a great thing. But as he looked at it and understood the situation and how this wise man had been despised, but what had happened here when the obvious was this great king and his great army should have overthrown this easily, and yet it didn't say how he did it, not sure just exactly how he did it, but he marveled that wisdom, he said, wisdom is better than strength. They had the strength. And here was just a poor wise man. Didn't say exactly how he did it, but there was a story in history, Alexander the Great, who was a great conqueror, come up against a kind of a small city, and he come up against the city, and he, as he got around the city, he looked, and here come a man that had known, he had known him, and he knew what he was up to. He knew the man was going to come and beg for the city. So as he come, Alexander swore an oath. And he swore an oath and said, I am not going to give you any petition you ask of me. And so the man said, then I beseech you to destroy the city totally. And Alexander had swore an oath and he wouldn't break it. So he took his army and went away. And the man stood there against his army and went back, and the city was spared. Well, that's another indication of someone that he had the strength, but the man maneuvered around him with wisdom.
Yes.
The old devil ain't as smart as he thinks he is when he comes up against the Lord.
Yes.
But he'll take advantage of us, me and my wisdom. I'll grant you that. But the Lord knows how to deal with things and can give us wisdom how to live this life, how to live with one another, how to deal with the things around us. I will say this, that the Lord wants you and I to understand things about His kingdom, about His world, about His life. So there's a city here. I remember another story. Friend of mine, he's kind of a little scrawny fellow, like, you know, he wasn't a great big guy. And he was on a surveying crew one day, and they had some paint. They was painting some lines. They had a paint, had a can. We had a twist lid on it. And he worked with these guys that worked out with weights and big old buffed up guys. And they got that paint. One of them wrenches on that thing and it won't come loose. And the other says, hand it over here. And they was going to outpower one another and going to see who's strong. And they twisted around on that lid for a little while. And he said he stood and watched them. And finally he said, reach that thing over here. And oh, that little scrawny fellow there reached him the can. He reached over and tapped it about three times on a rock. And he said he twisted it off with the end of his fingers. And he said, here, fellas, I take brains over muscles any day. Well, here you go again. He said in this passage, it seemed great to me because the obvious was that the great army would overtake him, but yet that poor man outdone the great army.
Yes, he did.
With wisdom.
Yes.
with an understanding of things. I find that I need understandings about things in my life. I need to know. One of the biggest challenges, I guess probably to you, to me too, is to have a job to do that I don't know how to do. I know I can learn, but I wonder how frustrating it's going to be is for me to pry on something and pry on something and end up breaking it and not know that there was a screw behind this. And if I'd have popped that off and took the screw out, I wouldn't have tore everything up. Has anybody else ever done anything like that? I'm telling you, a hidden screw behind that. I didn't know that little thing clicked out, Brother Ed, and there was a screw behind there. Something's holding it. Is it a snap-in screw? Is it something you pry from this side? I don't know, but a mechanic who works on that car all the time, he knows how that comes off of there. And all it'd be is just a little thing to say that. And you know what I've learned? The more you do it, the better you get at it. And the more you understand and you remember there's a screw there, there's a latch here, you gotta pull this up or pull that out or slide this over. Fooling with my truck door the other day, I had to take it off, put a new latch on, and a little piece in the front that you pull the door open from the front, you take a screw out. Well, I thought you took the screw out and you pulled it out. And I pulling, prying, took it out before, didn't remember, but there it is. It goes into some, and then it slides into place. Okay? You can't pull it straight out. And did you know a little understanding was a 2-second job?
Yes.
And I pried and pulled and finally accidentally got it out and looked to see how it was made. Wisdom.
Yes.
What to do and the best way to do it. Mm-hmm. And this all has an application to probably be about everything that you and I do in life.
Yes.
But it particularly is important when we deal with people, especially about their eternity, about their souls.
Yes.
It's really important to have some understanding. And I'm not here to promote that we all try to be intelligent enough to do it. I'm going to promote something else. I'm going to promote a contact with the one that knows how to do it. And you know, honestly, don't turn down any of God's avenues. Because God has avenues of us learning how and getting the information. And it might come through a source that you don't really want to take. But it don't matter how it comes. You may be the kind that says, I want to experience it for myself. Well, you have at it, because I would rather somebody help me know how to do it. And sometimes the Lord puts somebody in your life, like a Brother Jim or somebody that's been there before, to know how to do it. There's a time to be quiet.
Yes.
And there's a time to talk. Do you know the difference? Sometimes. Sometimes it seems obvious and other times it don't seem so obvious at all. It don't seem like I know what to do. Should I go and say to this person, how is it with your soul? Or would it be a hindrance to them? Would they be offended by it at that time? Are they ready for that? How could I possibly know something like that? Well, how could I understand or know what I should really do? Should I take them a gift or should I stay away from them? Should I work with them or not work with them? What should I do with them? I can be as earnest in my soul and willing to do any of those things, and unless I have an understanding, I don't know. I need the Lord to help me to know how to do it. So I want to look at a scripture. Oh, in James, familiar to you probably. First chapter of James. Starts out by saying this, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. We might want to work with that, so keep that in your mind. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Well, thank the Lord for patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now, following that, those phrases is this. If any of you lack wisdom, why didn't he follow that with that? He just talked about letting patience have her perfect work and go trials and those kind of things. And right in the middle of of that, then he says, if you lack wisdom, you know, it's really, really hard to keep doing something that you don't know what you're doing.
Yes.
It's really, really hard to stay with something that you don't know what the end of it's going to be. That you don't know for sure what's even going on with it.
Yes,
I'm in this and I'm suffering hot, Brother Ed. But I don't know if I'm even supposed to be. I can jump out, but I don't know if I'm supposed to jump out. Am I supposed to stay and let it have its perfect work? But what if it isn't the work? You get in a place like... Now, has there been anybody in a place like that?
Yes.
Sure. Sure. There's a lot of places like that and don't know what to do. And in those places, the Lord comes along and in this passage says, if any man lacks wisdom, the understanding of what to do and the best way to do it and how you're going to get to what you're supposed to get to and what you're supposed to obtain and what you're supposed to be. We have a great privilege, folks. It said, ask. If any man lack wisdom, ask. Do you know that we have the privilege of asking God? And I really believe with all my heart, God will fulfill that promise to a sincere soul. I need to know. God's able to answer our prayers. Let us know things. I was in prayer one time for Sister Lita Inman. Some of you probably remember Sister Inman. Sister Inman had had a physical condition for quite a while. And it went to a very low place different times, and she would rally and come back. And this was one of them times that she was kind of in a low place, and prayer, the call had come to pray for Sister Inman that she was in a low state, and I was, went to prayer and was praying. And I didn't know how to pray. I've got pat prayers, you do too. We got the traditional prayers and stuff like that, but I went without inspiration or knowing, well, Lord, what are you doing? I can always pray for your healing. But I can't always tell you the Lord's going to heal you. I wouldn't dare it.
No.
Honestly.
No.
I wouldn't dare it.
No,
I wouldn't dare tell you that when I don't know it either.
No.
So I was in prayer. Lord, I can pray helper. I can do that stuff. And you know, the Lord spoke to me during prayer and said, she'll see good days. I was longing in my heart. Lord, are you going to take her? But of course, if you're going to take her, I'm going to pray for her victory. I'm going to pray that there ain't an inkling of a self in her. You know, she got victory in this. Lord, if you want her to be healed, I'll be praying for healing. And I can get under a burden for it. If I had inspiration, I'd do it. I didn't have it. But the Lord said she'll see good days. And you know, I accepted the answer from the Lord. She'll see good days. It wasn't a couple months or so after that. It was at Monarch. I was walking up Main Street, as they call it. The old Main Street of Monarch. And I looked, and here comes Sister Inman walking down through there. Went up and greeted her and said, Sister Inman, the Lord told me something about you. He did. He said, you're going to see good days. She said, Brother Marty, that's exactly what I've had. Good days. He didn't say he was going to heal her, help her. He didn't say what he was going to do. He just told me she's going to see good days. And she saw good days. I said that to say this. He knows. He knows where we're at. He knows what we should be doing. The Lord knows all these things and he gives wisdom. Wisdom is a valuable thing in the work of the Lord. He's not going to show us everything.
No.
But he'll show us what we need to know.
Yes, thank the Lord.
And he'll show us what we seek for and diligently need to know. I believe the Lord will help us with that thing. And you know, there are some times that the Lord will tell you, I ain't going to tell you. The Lord will tell you sometimes. He'll give you direction. This scripture says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Okay? This is this personal direct contact that each individual has with God about the things of his own life and the things you need to know and the things that we need to... You know, that it's hard. It's hard to go through afflictions and troubles and trials. It's hard to go through with nothing, and the Lord knows it. The Lord knows it, and so when we lack wisdom in a matter, we don't know what to do. I know there's a lot of children in here and teenage and adolescents, so I'm going to assume something, that there's enough parents in here that needs wisdom. Now, I'm not running down young people or children. I'm just telling you the nature of things. The nature of things is it takes a lot of understanding and wisdom to know how tight to pull the rope, when to loosen it up, how, what to say and how to say it, when do you hold feet to the fire and when do you not. And does anybody else feel those pressures at times?
Yes.
Does anybody have all the answers wrote down anywhere? I would say the circumstances is as unique as you are and the person you're dealing with. And I'll have to say this, but the scripture says, and you get in the kind of places, let him ask of God. And God knows exactly how to do it. I want to use as an example the best I can here. And maybe I won't try to use names, but to get a point across. But there's been people that, saints, that love the Lord and wanted with all their heart to do what's right and have done things that I may cross my eyes a little bit at, that the Lord worked with them with to bless their family. And I'd scratch and say, I ain't sure I would have done that way, but the Lord gave them wisdom of to use that for the betterment, and it worked. It worked. It done what they could not do by themselves. It worked because they sought God. And God gave them something to do. You do this, and it worked. God wants to help us with all of this. And folks, listen, we no need to think that we're all perfect parents or perfect this or perfect that. No, we know a perfect God. And he can help us with the answer. And this scripture says, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. Now I want to tell you, this is one of these passages of the scriptures that there's places to where we can apply certain things, right, of scriptures. We can apply this to this. We apply this. This ain't one of the places that you need to apply. It basically says it. There's no application here needed on this. It says that he will give liberally wisdom to those that ask. And, of course, we understand the asking to be more than a whim that you have. It has to be with a sincerity and a fervency for God and for his truth, and God will give liberally this understanding that we need to have in life. I love wisdom. Jesus was full of wisdom. He dealt with people in the terms of wisdom. Do you remember when they challenged him and said, tell us, where do you get the authority that you have? And Jesus said, basically, I'll tell you, but you tell me first. John, was he of God or not? Was his ministry of God or of man? Who was John? Remember the story?
Yes.
So they said, Jesus being total understanding of things, gave them a question. Jesus knew what they was going to do with that question. And they say within they got in a huddle. How are we going to answer him? People heard. What are we going to answer him? Said, well, what? We can say he's of God. No, if we say that, he's going to say, why didn't you do what he said? we'll say he ain't then. Well, the people were stoners. They knew John was. I mean, they're stoners. Well, how are we going to answer? Well, we'll tell him we don't know. You know, that was wisdom of Jesus. Jesus knew exactly what to do with that question that they gave him. And he said, neither do I tell you. You ain't going to answer? I'm not going to tell you either. What an awful thing for the Lord to say, I'm not going to tell you something. It wasn't a sincere question. It wasn't the only time. Do you remember another time that they brought a woman that was in adultery?
Yes.
They brought a woman that was caught in the act of adultery, and the law said something about that. It wasn't no ambiguity in it. The law said that they was to be stoned. There you go. Plain case. So they're gonna go now and get the Lord. He's been preaching mercy, he's been preaching long. All this stuff, now we got him. What's he gonna say to this? Well, brought it there and said, caught in the act. What say you? Law says stoner. What are you gonna say? Remember what the Lord did? Remember he bent down? He wrote on the ground. Remember?
Yes.
Oh, don't say what he wrote. It's a good indication what he was doing. That passage that says that he's without sin, most think that it should say without the same sin. But he challenged them right there. And when he did, he had wisdom. And when he did, he knew what to do and the best way to do it. And when he got through, it said they went out, the eldest to the youngest. That's a fascinating scripture to me.
Yes.
The detailed to say it went out the oldest first. He had more baggage, didn't he? He had more there, didn't he? Yes. And the Lord had already uncovered it all. Who among you going to throw the first stone? Who's going to throw the stones? And they went out one by one. Eldest to the youngest. That youngest one with his pride, he's only going to try to do this, and finally he gives up too and walks away, and he dealt with a situation. Lord, help us to have wisdom. Help us to be the one, the catalyst to calm the storms. Do you know words are powerful?
Yes, sir.
Do you know the Spirit's powerful?
Yes, sir.
God's word is powerful. Lord, help us to have the wisdom to be able to deal with the issues that we have in life. The Lord said, if you lack wisdom, give us to all men liberally. There was another time, you remember, a guy come to him and asked the Lord about the things of God, and said, what about the great commandment? Love the Lord with all thy heart and thy neighbors yourself. And he said, willing to justify himself, said to the Lord, but who's your neighbor? Who's your neighbor? You know, it sounds like he's willing to justify himself. He felt like he was in a pretty strong case for an argument, didn't he?
Yeah.
He thought he was in a place that he was going to be able, that you weren't going to make a case very well against this smart man. And Jesus simply told him a simple story. You know, the story of the Good Samaritan. Told him the whole story about how people reacted and then what they does, and then looked him right in the eye with the power of God. Well, no man spake as this man spake.
Right.
And he said that, and then he looked at him and says, which one then was a neighbor unto his man? Well, nothing left. What could you have said, Brother Ed? Honestly, what could you have said when he said who was a neighbor to this man? One that showed mercy to him. You got it. Willing to justify himself, willing to see that. Lord, help us to have wisdom. Help us to seek God. I don't think there's a place to where I seek God to the point that all wisdom's dumped on me. I think we seek him for the individual situations, and he gives us wisdom to know how to deal with those places that's in our life. And we surely need wisdom. Remember the Apostle Paul one time got caught in, he got caught in a place, and I believe if my memory's right there in Acts, it's where that the high priest was there, and the high priest said something to him, and Paul said something, you wicked wally, and the one somebody beside him smacked him and hit him and said, you talk to the high priest that way, and Paul backed off and said, I was not that he was. The law says not to speak ill of a leader, and I didn't know that he was, and I wish he wasn't. Then Paul realizes something. There's Sadducees on the half and Pharisees on the half. And he says something to the effect that Preaching the resurrection, he said. Preaching the resurrection. Believing this. I'm called into question on this. And the Sadducees didn't believe in resurrection and the spirit and angels and that kind of stuff. And so there was such a dissension arose between the two. You reckon old Paul done that on purpose? Had an understanding of the situation and what it was. You know, there's a lot of things that the Lord can help us with. And he simply says for us to ask.
Yes.
Now I want to get down a little tighter. The Lord's never pleased with inaccuracy, frauds and fakes, and things that ain't right. I think personally, we ought to be very careful when we evoke the Lord's name in anything.
Yes, I agree.
I don't go around saying the Lord told me stuff. No, I will say the Lord tells me stuff. There's things that I know the Lord tells me. But I don't take any of it lightly. And when I say it, it isn't something that can be debated about. I'm saying sometimes people use that kind of stuff and it ain't wisdom. And there are a lot of people can be hurt and the whole cause of God can be hurt because people ain't dealing with it in a wise way.
Yes.
It never, never glorifies God to tell things that don't come true and do things like that. Lord help us, he says, if you lack wisdom in these things. So when we're stressed about things, and we'll get into this, we're not through, folks. We're going to be in these kind of places. It's very likely in the years to come that we're going to have loved ones on their sick bed, on their deathbeds. It's very likely that we're going to go that through that before. For us to up and just with our own minds and passions, this is a tough place. I'm not putting it down. It's tough. It's tough to be in that kind of place. And all of our heart we want them to live, don't we? All of our heart we want the things. But we need wisdom. To not run just on our passions or what we want or desires and say things and put things out that isn't beneficial. It doesn't work. Oh, over and over, I could name you a lot of times. And my heart was always going to say, no, don't do that. The times that I've heard people proclaim, the Lord told me it was going to heal them. You ever run into that, Brother Ed? Over and over, the Lord's name was invoked into it. And the Lord told me that they're going to raise them up and they go. But there's a problem. They don't get raised up. They don't get raised up. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. I remember one time a certain situation and a man, minister makes his plea. One of his closest companions was on his way out. He was dying. And he made a plea, a hard plea to the ministers for that. I remember after the plea, it touched all of us. After the plea for great fastings and all the things that he was wanting to see God moved. Hey, God can be moved. We all know it.
Yes.
I talked to a few ministers after and I said to them, I asked him, what do you got? Brother, what do you got? What do you got? What did you get from the Lord? That ain't what I got. I didn't get that from the Lord. I got that the Lord was going to take him. Another brother says, that's what I got. That's what I got. That's what happened. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. God isn't interested. Brother Sammons one time told the story, I believe, about his own wife. You don't think Brother Sammons wants Sister Sammons to live longer? Of course he did. But there come a time that the Lord told him, we'll take her. Yeah. And we'll take her. It's not what he wanted, not what he's desired. But the Lord said, if you lack wisdom, ask. I'll give you an answer. I'll give you something to go on. I'll give you something that you can anchor yourself to. You want the truth. We want the truth.
Yes.
There's been a lot of harm done by people anchoring on the things that wasn't true. And I want to encourage us tonight to not allow our passions and emotions to run away with us on things, but to really seek God for a real answer to it. Because God can give us the answer to it. I'll be one to say, I need help.
Yes.
In my understandings of things. I need understandings of what to do and how to do things. I need to know where to stand on some things. Does anybody ever feel like things are moving, changing? Are we the same as a body of people as we was 50 years ago? Is society around us changing? Hey, is there more challenges now and things than there was before? Listen, there's a movement out there, and I want to say for the sake of the whole church and for the tape that goes out or the internet or whatever they do with this, I want to say for this that we are instructed to love people. All people. Everywhere we do. We want the best for everybody, but there's things that we can't accept. There's lifestyle things that's out there in the world that's being militantly promoted. We don't hate those people. Of course not. We love those people. We love all people. But where do we stand? How do we stand? How do we present the gospel in the face of it? What are we going to do if it gets to the point that what we say the scripture says that it's hate speech? It ain't that far. To be honest with you, it ain't that far off. I mean, it ain't, there's things that's leaning that way. I simply ask this. Do you know the answers? Probably nobody's going to say, yeah, I know what all the answers are. I'm going to tell you, we need wisdom. And God said He'd give it to us. If we ask, I believe that this our day that we can have this, the wisdom of the apostles, wisdoms of the fathers, we can have the wisdoms that they had, we can have it for our day. And you know what's valuable about it is we understand these things. You know, you really can't replace experience. You can't replace it. It's invaluable to know how to do something.
Yes.
We need to be a people that's pliable to those kind of things of how to do things. And be willing to take it from one another that this is how you do it. It's a way better. We have a manual anyway. A couple years ago, I bought a brand new tiller. I like gardening. I bought a brand new tiller, rear time tiller. Boy, it was a machine. Us guys sometimes, I just love that machine. That thing would just tear the ground up. It was one that was made to bust new sod. I mean, you could get that thing in there and tear the sod up with it. It was such a joy running that thing. But it tore up. It bent a shaft in the transmission of that thing. And you know what? No matter what it looked like sitting out there or what it wasn't worth anything if it don't run.
Right.
If it don't work, and it didn't work. So, I had to take it apart. Well, I'm not a mechanic, and especially when I took that transmission apart, they was gears and spacers and rods and pins, and they went to pieces all over the place. Well, they had, thankfully, a schematic of that. This showed every spacer, every gear, every position of everything so that people that didn't know what they was doing as much as I did had a chance of getting it back right. I got the shaft that was bent. It took me a couple of tries. I'll be honest with you. I missed it one time and took it back apart, cleaned everything up, done it the second time, got everything in. It works better than it did when I got it. It really does. I got all that transmission and stuff, and I had a schematics that taught me how to do it. And you know, a lot of the wisdom is already there. It's already there, the wisdom of it. It says that how that we should respond. But we need more than that, folks. We need more than the word. We need the spirit, because sometimes the word says it, but we don't know how to apply it. We don't know just exactly how that goes with that. For instance, I'm being honest with this. Talk about, don't defend yourself. Don't take up for yourself. Is that always true?
No.
Can we just black and white? That's always true?
No.
Is it always true that Jesus spoke not a word? Is that always true?
No.
No. It's not always true. There's places and times, but I don't know the difference. I don't always know the difference. I need more than just the word. I need to ask God, who gives all men liberally. He gives them wisdom liberally that we might know how to do and function and do things. Does anybody in here that's married ever find marriage complex? Now, I love my wife, and one thing that my wife knows is that I say it publicly a lot. I want y'all to know I love my wife a lot. And I can go even, I get mustier than that. As I was a young boy, I had these dreams of a girl. She was abstract. It was a girl. It was the girl of your dreams. You know what it was? That's her right there. Didn't know it at the time, but that's my dream girl, okay? But I find marriage complex.
Yes.
I find it complex. You don't always know what to do. Do you guys?
Right.
You don't always know what to do. And sometimes you think you're doing what's right and it ain't right. And sometimes it's just finicky behavior. And sometimes it's insensitivity. And I can go through a whole list of things, but who knows? We need help.
Yes, we do.
We need help. I like to tell the story. They listen to these tapes and I think it's all right. I remember in a thing up home one time, Sister Billie Jean Beveridge made a thing about when they was early in marriage or something, or young, Brother Keith had bought her, I think it was truffles, something about truffles. Oh, it was so dear. For Valentine's Day, he would buy her something like that. Isn't it precious? She didn't like truffles. But who would say early in the marriage that they don't like something that you got to them in a gift like that? So, but she didn't tell, and guess what he got next year? She liked them so well before. Number of years goes, and finally she has to say, I don't like truffles. Well, I bought them for 10 years. I don't remember exactly how long it was, but it was like that. He's done this and all this. I'm going to tell you, it gets complicated. It gets complicated. I believe that we do and should have the best marriages anybody can have. But it takes God. And we'll tell you, it takes God, and there will be times, brother, now I'm sure sisters too, you're going to have to get to a place that you can say, I want it to be better, and I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it. Give me wisdom. Give me the wisdom to know what I need to do. Some guys like for the house to be spotless, and some guys don't care. Now, that's true. Some guys can wait over the junk just like everybody else. You just wait over it. But some guys don't like it. And sometimes you need to know the difference. And some women might like truffles and some might not, guys. Some might be okay with just the sloppy behaviors and some might not. And if you're going to do it right, you need to know the difference.
Yes.
If you really want to make it right, you're going to have to do whatever you have to do. And I would say in our position as humans, Lord help us. Because there is given to us a great promise of God. He said if you lack wisdom, ask. And he would give liberally. He'll give, and he, how's it say it? He would give,
and upbraideth not.
Should be given to him, and upbraideth not. What's that mean? He's not going to say you should have known, right? That's the way humans would do it. You mean all this time you don't know no better? I ain't going to upbraid or hold back just because you need wisdom. Lord, I don't know. Maybe I should know. I confess I should be wiser than I am, but now I ought to know a lot more than I do, and I ought to make the mistakes I make, but I still make some, but God's the answer and one I depend on. Oh, I'm going to tell you folks, in my living for the Lord, how many times I've said, Lord, please don't allow my stupidity or my mistakes to hurt the kingdom of God. Let it hurt me, but don't let it hurt your cause. Don't let people be discouraged about serving God just because I can't do it right. Lord, have mercy and help us in this, that we would have wisdom. Well, I find life complicated in a lot of ways. Just now something happened, and I got neighbors. Well, you know what? Neighbors can be, you live pretty close by. They're called neighbors. And sometimes things happen in the different things that, I mean, I ain't saying this caused the problem, but I've got some chickens and let my chickens out in the yard, but chickens obey no rules. Chickens will do what chickens do. And I looked over in the neighbor's house and saw something a moving and a flying over there, and my chickens is over scratching all the mulch out of his flower bed, flinging it out in the yard. I'm thinking, oh, well, here I am about to have trouble probably. I mean, he probably ain't satisfied with my chickens going over there. If he wanted that done, he'd probably get his own chickens, but my chickens over there. And I'm thinking, well, here we go, and how am I going to respond to that? But I'll tell you a good part of wisdom, just humble yourself down and do whatever you have to do. That's something that the Lord's given us to understand wisdom about, is to humble. Oh, be humble people. Now just realize you don't know everything. And go over telling you sorry or whatever you have to do. Rake it back in. Do whatever you have to do. There's a way of doing things. Wisdom will tell you how to do it. You know, there's a scripture that says that wisdom cries in the street. What does that mean? Oh my. I look at this world sometimes and said, why can't they see? It looks so obvious to me that why would a young person, as enlightened as we are, as much as we know, why would a young person ever take a cigarette between your fingers? I mean, with all we know about the dangers of it and what it'll do to you later in life, why would they do that? And yet, wisdom cries. Wisdom cries with all the ones on the ventilators. Wisdom cries with all the cancers out there, and yet people go right on doing it, and all the promiscuity and all the problems it caused, all the broken homes and all the problems. Men runs headlong into it. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. But we're different. Lord, help us to be different. Help us to be a people that realize that God has said, if you lack wisdom, I really believe this. If you lack wisdom, ask of God. And God can give you the wisdom. I know what we want to do. We want to get a hold of the reins and run this thing ourselves. I got something I want to accomplish. I want it to do it. And if I want you to understand something, I'm going to manipulate or move some way and get you to understand it. If I have to pout my way to it, I'll pout my way to it. Well, Brother Marty must be like me. It's all pouting. You're over there pouting. You know what I'm talking about. Everybody in here knows what I'm talking about. There's an inkling in there. Say, well, I'm just going to pout a while about it and show you that I ain't happy about it. Well, that's one process of getting there. And maybe there's some kind of benefit to it somewhere. But the Lord said, if you lack wisdom, to ask of God. And that he would give it liberally. Plenty of it. He wouldn't upbraid it. And we can have that understanding. We don't go on jobs without trying to learn and get understandings, and we try to get the best understandings we can to in order to understand and do things. I didn't have a lot. I was a guy that done what I had to do. I've roofed, I've carpentered, I've done things that I've had to do. I never got really good at any of it. I'm a mechanic because I have to, and I do what I have to. That's the things that I do. But there's understandings about things. If you want to know things, you have to understand them. You know, growing fruit, it takes understanding.
Yes, it does.
I tried to raise some blueberries. You know they like acidic soil? And you stick them in soil that's not acidic, you ain't going to have no success. You've got to that's a wisdom. Understand that you get that about 5.5 somewhere, that they're going to like it and they're going to do okay. There's other things involved in it, in the whole thing. You got to understand these processes that are in there. We live in a world that knows agriculture and farming, and they've understood the molecular things and how to fertilize and understand all these things and the mechanics and how things work and all of these great things that's out there, I'd hate to start over, wouldn't you? And try to get that? You know how much we benefit by what's already been done in our world and light around us? Nobody has to reinvent electric. It's already here. We take advantage of it all over the place. Yes. But you tap into that, you better know what you're doing. Because it can hurt you. Many of men have made a mistake on it. Yes. Give us wisdom. Where are we going to put that? What are we going to touch and what we don't touch? Is this going to be harmful to my family if I bring it in?
Yes.
If I start this, can I stop it?
Yes.
Can I do this and it not be a fact? You know, these are all questions. The scripture says to walk circumspectly. That means in a circle around the thing. Walk around the thing. Walk circumspectly. Not as fools, but as wise. But understand this thing before I jump into it and understand it. One more story. There was a man that I knew back in the early days of my surveying, coal mining surveying. Man had been an electrician for years. He was an old man, older man. Electrician for all those years. The mines, the high lines that come into the main box at the mines, the high lines were 4160. That's what the voltage was on the high lines coming into the box. It wasn't to be trifled with. There's a lot of problem. I mean, the man should have thrown breakers. He should have shut the thing off. He had one little job, one little thing that needed to be done. And all the precautions, that was the protocol. Rubber boots, rubber gloves. You were on rubber mats. You did anything to be grounded and all those kind of things. Had a big screwdriver and he slipped in. He went in there to do one little thing without taking the precautions to shut it off. And screwdriver slipped. And it blew holes out of him. That electric hit him and blew holes and blew him out. They tried to get a helicopter in there. They got him out and he ended up, I believe he lived 6 weeks or something after that. It wasn't worth, completely done. Blown out for one little thing that he tried. It was so unwise. It had already been established. It was so unwise. Do you ever say, and there's nothing wrong with this, do you ever say, I don't know why the church does that? Do you ever say that, think that? It's okay. Ain't a thing wrong with it. Why do we do that? Lack wisdom? Ask God.
Yes.
Find out for yourself. Get it for yourself. Because if you don't, it's too fleeting anyway. God's already promised that He'll give us wisdom. If we lack wisdom to know how to do it, to know what to do. I'm not saying that you can do everything right and save all your children, and I don't even believe it. But you give them an ultimate chance. It's better to be wise than not to be. It's better to give them the ultimate chance by the way we do it and understand it and know what to do with it. I can't say that all my neighbors will be safe, but I know there's an ultimate chance of it. If I'm wise, if I can present that myself right to them, and I thank the Lord, I'll be honest with you, we ain't nothing, don't claim to anything, but God has been good to us, and God has helped us. One of our neighbors there lived up above us up there, she told some people, them's the best people on the earth right there. Right down there. Best people on the earth are right down there. That's the best ones in there. Well, I don't know, we don't think that way. But I'm glad the Lord helped her to think that way. I'm glad the Lord helped her to see something about the people that live down there.
Amen.
But you know what? Boy, you all know it. It don't take much of an unwise act to destroy that.
That's right.
A reputation's hard to build, but it's easy to run.
That's right.
It's easy to destroy. Lord, give us wisdom. And I'll tell you something else here while we're talking about it. Don't let your mistakes be the end of things. Because God's got a way of taking those kind of things and making them real places. There's times that mistakes can be made and a person will humble themselves down before the Lord. The Lord will give them the answer and they'll humble down and they'll gain more respect from the way they deal with their problems than what they had before. God knows how to take care of those things, and we need wisdom. We need wisdom. We are just like Solomon. Our prayer ought to be, Lord, no, I know riches. I don't need a mansion here. I don't need the things of this earth. Lord, give me the wisdom to know how to raise my family. Give me the wisdom to know how to lead the church better. Give me the wisdom to know what my calling is and what my place in the church is, and the best, and give me the best way of doing it. Help me to know how to do my job that I might do it well. Help me to gain experience in living for you, that the generations to come, when they have a problem, that I'll be able to say, I went through that one time. And here's what the Lord did for me. And maybe this thing can pass on, and the Lord can use that in every one of our lives. Wisdom's important. Having an understanding is important. And Lord, help us to gain all that we can. I'm going to read this one more time, part of it. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. How am I going to do that? When you understand what the end of that is. It's what wisdom is. It's the understanding. And when I see what the end of that is, then I can rejoice. I can be joy in it all. He said, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Help us to get all that we can out of it. We might be entire. You pray for me.